Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program. We also welcome those tuning in online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as our friends joining us through the East Coast through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great hour coming up for the show today. Hopefully you can stick with us because we have two great guests that are coming up. We're going to kick things off with recording artist Bo Benton. She's making her first appearance on the program to talk to us not only about her love of music, but also her stage presence and her new single, Intimidated. She's actually going to introduce it here on our show. We're also going to let you know how you can stay in contact with Bo as well. At 30 minutes past the hour, for those of you who have heard all the buzz about the new movie, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, we actually have the actress playing Harriet Tubman from that movie, Jacqueline Fleming, will be joining us live at the bottom of the hour. She'll be talking to us not only about her love of acting, but her big year. You may have also soon seen her in the big movie this year, T.D. Jakes, A Woman That Art Loose on the Seventh Day, as well as her own TV show that she has, Under One Roof. We're going to be talking to her about that as well. Again, as I said, the two great guests coming up this hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. To get things kicked off, though, we have recording artist Bo Benton joining us live. Bo, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. How are you?
Doing really well, and congratulations to you, Bo. You know, ever since I first heard the single, the radio side sent me an email blast with the single Intimidated. And when I saw you, and of course, you know, that was one thing, and then you hear the song, you're like, wow, she is really, you know, the real deal. But what has this been like for you? Because, you know, you are an individual who is able to be both attractive and talented, not always something that goes together, but you give people the total package. What has it been like for you to, for one, have your music received the way it's been, but also to be doing something that you love so much?
Cyrus, it's a blessing. It's just an amazing experience. I come from a background of musicians, so, you know, my parents always instilled the discipline of music in me and my sister. And always told us to shine, just shine, and it's all about the music. You know, they let me know at an early age, you know, if this is something you want to do, just go for it with all your heart. And so the journey that I've been on is just, it's all coming to fruition, and it just feels really, really good, Cyrus.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned, of course, the musical background, and that's one thing I thought was fascinating. You know, I think for some people, though, Bo, there is added pressure. You know, you already want to do well for your, you know, for your parents and for your family, because those are people you love, they love you, and, you know, they want the best for you, and you don't want to disappoint. But when you do the same thing as, you know, as your parents, did you feel any extra pressure in going into music or following in that path?
No, never, not at all, because the music that I create is my music. It's my music that I create for my fans. So It's like, you know, we all breathe the same air, but it's our air that goes into our lungs. So I always looked at it as a very individual path that I was on, that no one else could go on with me but me, you know. Yeah. So, that's how I looked at it.
You know, you said your parents just told you to shine, and both, you know, for some people, it's not easy to be an individual. We live in a society that kind of tries to tell us, what sexy looks like, you know, what attractive looks like, what successful looks like. How have you been able to find your own voice? Because I love what you just said about the air, and that is so true, but that is something a lot of people haven't gotten to that place where they realize that they, you know, what they have is for them. How did you get to that place where you realized it was okay to be an individual?
Cyrus, praise the Lord. I was just born like that. I'm a Leo. I guess it's just in me to stand out and to be an individual and to help other people to see that they are individuals too. You don't have to do what's on TV. You don't have to do what the other person's doing. God created all of us very individually and very uniquely, and we all have something to bring to the table. You know,
right.
So that is what I hope to bring out in other people through my music and through my artistry and through me having the courage to stand up and be myself in a world that you know, tries to persuade other people to, you know, not be themselves necessarily. So.
Exactly. I think that's a great point, Bo. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Bo Benton. She's someone, and it's funny, Bo, because one of the things we've been talking about this month in their current issue of Conversations the Magazine, there's a feature we did called Being Comfortable in the Skin You're In. And it seems like you have gotten to that place, you know, where you are comfortable with yourself. But you said something earlier about the music you create and the difference between what you do versus maybe what other people do. And you said that, you know, this is what you create for the fans. And the fans, you know, are all over the place. I mean, you put out a video. I went back when I was getting ready for this segment. You put out the video for Intimidated May the 30th, and already you have over 940,000 views on that video. What is it like for you to know that people not only are resonating with you, Bo, but also they see in you what you see? What has that been like?
It's wonderful. I love my fan service so much because they know that I'm dedicated to producing great music, and that's why their validation and support for my work, it gives me the strength necessary to continue creating my art because I'm an independent artist.
Right.
I'm not signed with a major label yet. There's some talks on the table where that has yet to take place. So everything that I've done through the years, it's been because of the fans. And their support and their love, and they're buying my music and, you know, going, and that's just on YouTube alone. That's not on all the other platforms that are out
right.
there. You know,
right.
So it's really a grassroots movement. It's very, very critical that I keep close connections with my fans. So, you know, I'm always on my Facebook page, you know. I'm always on my Twitter. You know, if you guys want to catch me on there, just / from Twitter, Bo Benton. And if you want to catch me on Facebook, go to Bo Benton fan page.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you could always go to my website, BoBenton.com, to download the music, get merch, find out what shows are going to be going on in L.A. right now. So, you know, for BET Week, so we're doing it big over here right now. So,
right.
Yes, it's really all about the fan service and making music that they love.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, being an independent artist, and there are some people, you know, and I think you have the right perspective of this that some people miss out on because, you know, for some people who are in the business, their whole thing is that's their idea of making it when they're signed with the label. But I think what is so great about what you just said and also what you've been able to do, Bo, is not only you're not waiting on that moment. You are taking advantage of each and every day that you have and also each and every opportunity. Do you think that has been one of the keys to your success, is that you're not putting your career in somebody else's hands?
I think so, Cyrus. I absolutely think so. To be an artist, how can you put your career in somebody else's hands? I mean, there is a point. There's no I in team. I can't do this alone. And I have an amazing team. Claudia, Danny, Van, Dinah, Ryan, James, DJ Double K. I mean, these are people that love and support me and work. We work hard to get the music out there. You know, other platforms that I use, Moses Media, you know, my company 101 Distribution, I just signed a deal with to get the music out there. My publisher, Downtown Music, you know, it's a lot of components to it to get the music
right.
out there. It's not just, you know, me by myself. Even as an indie, you know, you have to work with a lot of individuals and people to get the music out there.
Right.
So I just, you know, there's no I in team. That's what I always remember. There's
yeah.
no I in team. I make the music, I get in there and I produce it, I go and I perform, but there's other, you know, aspects to getting it out there to the public.
Exactly. And, you know, we're going to get into the single here, Intimidated, in a moment. I'm going to have you introduce that. But I think there's some important things to talk about. And I saw some of the feedback I was getting on Facebook about this, and I just want to talk to you about it. I think, you know, and you've actually answered part of what was in my thought to ask you, and that was about being comfortable with you. That's one aspect of it. There is, when I was watching the video, purely for research purposes, you know, for this conversation today, Bo. But when I was watching the video, one thing that comes across is the confidence. One thing that comes across is the you know, the belief that, you know, you are somebody. Talk to us about how you have been able to do this. You walk this line where you are confident, you're an attractive woman, but you also are a businesswoman. How important has it been for you to for people to see all of that and not just what you look like on the outside?
I'm going to think of a comical way to explain this. Have you ever seen the movie Legally Blonde?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love that movie so much because, you know, everyone, she's a beautiful, gorgeous girl, and everyone thinks because she's beautiful and gorgeous that she can't be about her business and be great at it.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of people see me and they're like, oh, you know, at first, when I first entered this industry, they were like, they didn't think that I was going to last very long. They, you know, they didn't know the discipline and determination that I had because they thought that.
Right.
You know, at first, you know, that was the situation, you know, about 7, 8 years ago, whatever. And now the same people that were doubting me now call to work with me because I have proven myself and they respect me.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is harder, you know, when you're a very attractive woman, you know, and you have to be assertive. You know, not, it's almost like aggressive, but it's not aggressive.
Right.
It's just assertive. You have to be a little bit more so when you are attractive. Let them know, hey, you know, I see you, you see me, we're all in this together, but don't underestimate my abilities based alone upon the way I look.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious about this music. I'm serious about my business. I'm serious about my life. And a lot of people are watching me and looking to me as a leader for them. To help them, to show them the way. I'm in the process right now of writing a book about the industry.
Oh.
How young men and women artists can, you know, really do this successfully. That's the work. You know, so it's a lot going on right now, Cyrus.
Well, you know, that's something I definitely we're definitely going to have you back then to talk about that thing because I mean I think you know they definitely need it, you know, especially those coming up, they definitely need to know what to expect.
I get so many emails, so many Facebook questions. It's just like, how did you do it? When did you do it? What can you help me? I was like, I just need to write a book, so I started doing it 6 months ago. I'm almost finished with it.
Awesome. Awesome. Look, another slash to add to the name. Again, recording artist Bo Benton is our guest. We've been having a great conversation, really, talking about her journey in this industry, what it's been like for her to be able to come from a musical family, but to be able to be an individual. I think something that we talk about a lot on the show, being comfortable with you and then being able to share that with the world and knowing that that's what's coming out. So I mentioned, of course, the video, Bo, that I was watching strictly for, the feedback so I can know what to talk to you about on this interview, you know, for research purposes. Had to watch it a couple of times just to make sure I didn't miss anything the first time. I'm a very thorough journalist, Bo. See, I wanted to let you to know I take this seriously. But let's talk about the single. When Intimidated came to you, what was it you hoped people would get from it?
Well, first of all, I wrote it with a producer called XL Beach. And we were in the studio actually working on another song called Monster, and we were almost wrapped up with that. And I was like, you know, I wanted to make a club joint that captured the moment, like when you, me and my girls were going to the club and all the guys just were kind of like speechless.
Mm-hmm.
But we want them to approach us and talk to us, but you know, at the same time, they just kind of, the cat has their tongue, you know. So we wanted to catch that energy. I just come from a club, I think in New York, we went to the Pink Elephant, and it was just really crazy. So that's how this all came about, you know, just trying to capture that moment in time that I felt at night.
Gotcha. Well, there is a great video for it, but Bo, since we have you here, why don't you go ahead and introduce it for our listeners?
All right, everybody, you're getting ready to hear Intimidated, produced by myself, Bo Benton, and XL Beats. I hope you enjoy it.
4, 2, 1 Got you intimidated, cause I'm fly, baby. 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 Got you intimidated. I took the party up on the dance floor. I'm about my money, my dollars, I'm about that cash flow. Intimidated, talk to me, well, come talk to me.
the S's. I got you shook, shook, shook. Baby, I got you shook, 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 shook.
Everybody wanna wipe her. I got my eye on her like a sniper. She on fire, no lighter, but she needs me to ignite her. I'm a pimp, one nighter. Nails in my back like Michelle Pfeiffer. I'm a puller, no need for the sitting. Intimidated a little, but I'm still gon' get it.
Got you intimidated, cause I'm fly, baby. 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 Got you intimidated, intimidated, cause I'm fly, baby. Got you 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 intimidated.
That was Intimidated by recording artist Bo Benton. She actually is joining us live here on Conversations on 2.3 on our friends on the East Coast at DCNowRadio.com and also through BlogTalkRadio.com. You know, Bo, when I was thinking about, of course, the single and what you have been able to accomplish for yourself up to this point as an artist, has it been difficult for you to take it all in? Because you have these tens of thousands of people who stay in contact with you online. You have, you know, the hundreds of thousands that are keeping up with you on your videos. They support your music, of course, in other ways and come out to see you perform. Has it all sunk in that you are living your life and fulfilling your purpose?
Cyrus, I stay in the moment. I really haven't sat down and thought about it like that. But now that you mention it, it's a beautiful experience that I'm actually manifesting what I had in my mind to do. But I don't focus really on just thinking about it all. I just kind of stay in the moment because it's a lot to do and a lot to organize. So if you kind of like sit back and really think about it all too much, you may get overwhelmed. So I just keep it light.
Right.
You know, do my routine, do what I got to do, be where I have to be punctual, you know, be bright and do my job.
You know, you talked about the book and the response you get from others wanting to know how you did it, you know, what's the secret, which means that people are watching you, people are looking. Since you have this spotlight, since you have this platform that you have, you know, I ask this question sometime of artists like yourself, is it a comfortable thing for you to be seen as a role model? Do you see yourself that way?
The term role model is an interesting one because it's not a role I'm playing. This is my life. Not anything against you. Something that's used, you know, a lot of people use that term.
Right.
But, no, I don't have any problem with people looking to me because I really have admiration for myself knowing, you know, coming from the south side of Chicago and living my dreams, having a dream in my mind and making it happen. I don't have a problem with that and helping other people make their dreams a reality, too, and giving back to our community. I have no problem with that. But it's not a role that I'm playing. This is my life.
Wow.
And, you know, I take it very, very seriously. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I like that. And you know what I have to say? In the almost 9 years I've done this show, I've never heard anyone say that before. So I think that's something really good. It's not a role. This is who you are. So I like that. I like that a lot. But see, I'm learning some stuff from you. I like that. Okay, so Bo, we heard the single Intimidated. Let our listeners know. I know you said you're on the West Coast right now. You're doing some events there. You have a tour that's coming up pretty soon. BoBenton.com, I know, is the website for our listeners to go to kind of stay up with everything. But what else should they be looking out for?
Well, you know, I just kicked off the BET Week. I'm in LA right now, and I performed at Vanguard for my friends, and it was a really great performance. We had a lot of fun. And because the video has gone so explosive, it's a big surprise I have for my fans coming up. It's going to be announced on my website in the following weeks to come. I'm going to be going on a huge tour. on the East Coast with a major recording artist, signed from a major label. So just go to my website, bullbritton.com, and you will get all that news. I'm really, really excited about this tour coming up.
Awesome, awesome. Well, that's great. Well, I think that leads us right into the last two questions, which, if anything, is scripted in this interview. I think these are the two questions that people have come to expect, Bo. Since you have been living your life on purpose and with purpose, what advice do you give to other people about how they can begin to do the same in their own lives? Because not everybody is so in tune with themselves that they know who they are and they're able to live that. So what would you say to individuals to help them try to get to that place?
Well, the advice I have for others, be they musicians, artists, or whatever you have to do in your life, always stay prepared. Always stay prepared. Read, get with other people that are doing it, whatever it is you like to do. Stay organized in your life. Organization is the first key to heaven. Stay ready. And as far as the musicians and artists are concerned, the music industry is ever evolving. So just stay current. You know what's happening. Know what movers and shakers are doing what. And know about the technology that's out there, because it can really enhance what it is you're doing.
Right. I think that's great advice.
I think the most important thing that I tell people is to stay humble and thankful for every milestone and every day of your life in your career, and your life in general, because there's no I in team, in the word team.
Right.
You need other people in everything you do. And not to burn any bridges, just be kind and nice. It really goes a long way in life. It really does.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. And I think you're living proof of that the good guys and girls can finish first. And so continued success to you, Bo. This has been great. I should let our listeners know they can be expecting to see you on the cover of Conversations Magazine coming up this September. So they'll be hearing more information about that to help not only to share this interview, which to me was a great conversation with you, Bo, but also we're going to have in there more about the tour as well. So, Bo, continued success to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you and watching your star continue to rise.
Thank you, Cyrus. I want to thank everybody at Conversations Live, and I'd like to also thank my team at Good Star and Gold Life, Claudia, Danny, Van, Dinah, DJ Double K, Ryan, James. Go team, Bo. I couldn't do it without you all. Everybody at 101 Distribution and Downtown Music Publishing, I love you guys. Thank you, and everybody have a blessed day. I love you.
All right. We love you back, Bo. Again, BoBenton.com is where you can go to stay in contact with her. Also, of course, she has a fan page on Facebook, and at Bo Benton is where you can find her on Twitter. We're going to take a break. When we come back, remember, at 30 minutes past the hour for our radio listeners, as well as those joining us through DCNowRadio.com, you're going to be hearing my conversation with actress Jacqueline Fleming. Now, if you're listening to us through Blog Talk, you will have to switch channels and go over to the separate channel, which is BlogTalkRadio.com/conversationslive. So make sure you do that. Again, you're listening to us here at 92.3 FM online through blogtalkradio.com, as well as through our good friends at dcnowradio.com.
Cassandra, what's wrong with you?
I guess I'm still reeling after that crazy date.
I told you you're wasting your money on that dating service. What was that last one's name?
Richard.
Yeah, the one who asked for a loan after 2 weeks. And then there was Doug the crackhead.
Former crackhead.
Right, somebody put that crack pipe in his briefcase. Really, Cassandra?
In L. Rico Thomas's new novel, Married in the Nick of Nine, Cassandra Whitmore has it all. But what she really wants is a husband, and she wants to nab him before her 30th birthday. Her determination pays off when she meets Nick Hart. He is everything she could have hoped for. There's only one catch. He lives in New York. Cassandra falls in love and makes the move, but soon discovers there's something rotten in the Big Apple.
Here's what readers are saying about this summer's hottest new novel.
Married in the Nick of Nine was a fantastic book. Once I started reading it, I couldn't put it down.
Anybody who is a reader must get Married in the Nick of Nine.
It was amazing. I loved it. I would buy it again, and I'm definitely going to give it to my girlfriend.
Married in the Nick of Nine, available now on Amazon.com.
Visit marriedinthenickofnine.com.
All aboard!
Are you tired of sitting around thinking of your next move? Do you have a talent or gift and not sure what to do with it? Have you been looking for a platform to share your gift or talent? Then you've come to the right place. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm inviting you to the 2012 Fashion, Beauty, and Beyond Dare to Dream Cruise. It's coming up October the 14th through the 21st. Come support or get involved in the film festival, the pageant, or even the mini workshops, which include acting, modeling, photo shoots, writing tips, branding your business, singing, and so much more. If you want to get away while continuing to network and market yourself, then this is the cruise for you. Not only is this 7-day Caribbean cruise for aspiring go-getters like yourself, but open to everyone just looking to enjoy themselves and have a great time. Cabin prices start at only $699 per person, with the chance to win free room and board as well as a photo shoot. So come and make some memories on this pleasurable getaway. For more information, go to the website www.d2dcruise.com. Again, that's www.d2dcruise.com or email info@d2dcruise.com. Again, that's info@d2dcruise.com. To make your deposit or to ensure that you keep these prices, make sure you call Royal Caribbean Groups at 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. Again, that's 1-800-465-3595 and hit option 3. And mention group number 181-0114. Again, that group number is 181-0114. If you dare to dream, then you'll be there as dreams do come true.